It's not faculty and staff pay raises that are driving the tuition hike. Almost all UW employees are in the middle of a two-year wage cut. Instead, System President Kevin Riley says the biggest reason tuition needs to go up again this fall is to partly make up for a $255 million cut in state aid to the UW.
There a worldwide recession happened, and state governments, unlike the federal government, have to balance their budgets, and they had to do serious cutting, and we were part of that.
Riley contends the UW is tightening its belt to offset about 60% of the aid cut. He also says students from households of less than $60,000 in income will not have to pay the tuition increase. Riley's explanation doesn't satisfy about a dozen UW students who held up signs at the region's meeting protesting the tuition hike. Later, in a hallway, UW-Milwaukee student Jacob Flom of the Education Rights Campaign said that many UW administrators could help hold down tuition by taking bigger pay cuts.
We want to chop from the top. We want to take money from the rich who created the crisis. We want to take more money from the chancellor who has a salary over $250,000. Along with other high-level administrators.
The regions prevented Flom's group from speaking during the meeting, as the regions said the day's agenda was too crowded. But the students were invited to file written remarks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.